we've got insurance for this type of thing. I don't know what happened to that pallet, but one of those 5.5-pound tubs did come up there. We'll cover it. We can cover things like that. Catastrophes at sea, if you will. That red vine will definitely go to a good cause. It'll go to my belly. Gastrointestinal breath. So, a product of USA, American Liquor. I'm real happy they're on board. I've got to get that down to the lab. We need to do some research on that. You must get this. Beyond. We see you. You're out there. What are you doing? U.S. All. Captain Beyond. Thank you so much for listening tonight. And reporting. It's those reports that help. I'm sure we've got some listeners out there that just, I don't know, maybe they can't report. Maybe they're in the military, they're under some sort of constraint on this Mars type frequency. I'm not sure. I can shout out to all the Sim-5s out there, but not quite sure if you can report or not. Don't want to get you in the break. But Dave, we hear you as well. You're coming at us pretty good out there. You sent us that email, so we're getting you pretty good. We're trying to go with that. Phoenix, Arizona. Dave, down there in the great, great state of Arizona. You're with us in Phoenix. And from the great, great location in the United States, St. Louis, great town in Missouri, Larry, hearing us, giving us a shout out on the email here at redmercurylabs@yahoo.com. Larry, hearing us in St. Louis, we'll get you an EQSL in order. I don't like to promise too many things. I'm a man of science. I'm a man of fact. We're going to try our best to get those EQSLs out within the next few days. We do get busy from time to time. We'll have a experiment going or something will go awry on board. You never know. We've had some zombies lately on deck. It's hard to tell what goes on here from day to day. Today was an extremely troubling long day for Red Mercury. We're glad it's over.